What I'm Saying Is I Need You Here by Grim Lupine, read by Rhea314. A Patrick Kane Jonathan Taves Hockey RPF fic, rated general audiences. No archive warning supply. Red for Night Tracer. For the 3 a.m. challenge. Pat's been carrying around these feelings for Johnny like an extra limb for years now. It sucks, a little bit, but mostly it's not too bad. Sometimes it blindsides her, though, like when the hockey lockout ends and she comes back home. The first time she sees Johnny, he pulls her into a one-armed hug, lets her kind of burrow into his side, and she's pretty sure he drops a quick kiss into her hair. Johnny does things like that sometimes, and she hates it and loves it both. He does it because Pat's his best friend, and probably because she's the only girl on the team. And she hates how hopeful and warm it makes her feel when she knows it's not going anywhere. Johnny's never been one to let her off easier because she's a girl, and she'd straight up murder him if he tried it. He yells at her like he yells at everyone else, when he thinks they could have done something differently. Yells at her more, in fact, because she's one of the few people who will scream back and fuel him into a greater fury. But Johnny's a little softer with her than he is with other people, every once in a while. Like when she's missing her sisters, or when she's sick, and she just wants someone to pet her hair a little bit. Or when they've lost a game horribly, and she can't quite keep back her sniffles. Yes, she's a crier. There's basically no one in the world who doesn't know this by now. So Johnny holds her tight, and lets her go and says, eyeing her with a douchey, mock-serious look, "So, you behave in Switzerland?" Pat says, "Not a chance." Grinning at him before she adds, "What, were you keeping track of me?" Because she knows him. He's her captain and a control freak, and he likes to know that his team's doing okay. They talked a few times, but less often than Pat expected. She doesn't really know why, too afraid of the reason to push. And she tries to forget now how much that was eating at her at the time. "Once or twice, I guess," Johnny says, but his face has gone a little weird and embarrassed. Pat crows delightedly. "Johnny, am I going to find myself in your Google history, you stalker?" "Like I'd let you near my laptop," Johnny says, rolling his eyes and deliberately missing the point. And God, she really fucking missed his stupid face. From the way Johnny nudges Pat and smiles at her a second later, she guesses it's mutual. Later, they're hanging out at Johnny's place, and Johnny's chirping Pat about everything from how bad the shirt is that she's wearing right now to how hilarious he finds it that she took her mom with her to Switzerland. "Dude, my mom's amazing," Pat says, unfazed. "You'd take her with you if you could. Not that I'd ever let you." There's a lull in the conversation, a comfortable silence while they shove a little more food in their mouths. And Pat looks at Johnny and realizes how absurd it was to ever think that she could just shove this under the rug and not ask. Pat takes a breath and says, with badly faked casualness, "So, I didn't hear from you much. When I was gone. I mean..." Johnny doesn't freeze, or look like he's been put on the spot or anything. He looks kind of like he was expecting that. He finishes chewing, swallows, wipes his mouth in the back of his hand. Pat's heart is beating faster for some stupid reason. "Yeah," he says, and he sounds serious, a little rueful. "I'm sorry about that. I was figuring some stuff out." Pat frowns uncomprehendingly, kicks at his feet when he doesn't elaborate further. "Yeah? That's not ominous at all," she says. Is your head okay?" "No, I'm fine," Johnny says. And he doesn't say anything about the way Pat's foot is touching his, so she leaves it there. "It's nothing bad." "Then what were you figuring out?" Pat asks. "You can tell me. Is it something embarrassing? You know, I'm like the queen of embarrassing, right?" Johnny kind of swallows a laugh. And Pat grins, shrugs. I'm just saying, you'd have to work pretty hard to beat some of the shit I've done. It's not embarrassing, Kaner, Johnny says, and there's something odd and a little soft on his face. He's not looking away from her. Pat's used to Johnny's weird intensity that comes out at random times, but something about it here is making her mouth go a little dry. I guess I just realized that I missed you, and that I don't like it when you're away from me, and I'd like for that not to happen from now on. He's saying a lot, and still not saying much, but it doesn't matter. Pat can read Johnny better than anyone else can, and she knows. She knows what he means. It's the same thing drumming insistently inside her chest, the same thing Pat never thought she'd get from him. God, she's going to give him hell for this. Liar, Pat says, voice scraping dryly out of her throat. That's totally embarrassing. Why's that? Johnny asks. But he's just kind of murmuring the words, eyes dark and warm as he looks at her like, because it took you this fucking long, Pat says, and kisses him herself. Johnny's mouth opens under hers, wet, lips a little chapped. Pat is so into him it's stupid. It's been there for so long, even though she's tried not to let it mess her up or stop her from enjoying herself. She's thought about kissing Johnny for a long, long time, but she couldn't picture the way he cups the back of her head in one hand, puts the other on her lower back and pulls her close, or the way he keeps kissing her, breaking for air, kissing her again, like he can't leave her mouth for longer than that. Johnny does try to pull back after a bit, though, like he wants to say something, but fuck that. Pat yanks him back in and basically gets in his lap because talking can wait. More kissing now. Pat's got to let him go eventually. When she does, she feels pretty smug for a moment at how messed up Johnny looks, his hair ruffled, and his mouth kind of swollen, red in his cheeks. Well, smug, and really into it, but that's only to be expected. Johnny's hands settle on her hips, squeeze a little. So, he says, smiling up at her a little goofily. You know, you could have said something. And save you all the trouble? Pat says, patting his cheek. I know how you love a good freak out. There wasn't too much freaking out, Johnny admits. I was just afraid if I called you I'd end up blurting it out, and I kind of wanted to do it in person. Pat rolls her eyes at him. He would. Next time, call, she says firmly, because she doesn't know about him, but she'd like to avoid that unsettling worry she couldn't get rid of the whole time she was in Switzerland. Johnny pulls her down for a kiss again, thorough and lingering, sinking through her warmly and landing somewhere deep in her stomach. Pat wets her lips when they break apart, chasing the taste of his mouth. Next time, I'll be there with you, Johnny says. And that, right there? That's all Pat ever wanted to know. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this story's post. Thanks for listening, and thank you, Night Chaser, for all your wonderful work as an archivist. You rock! Yay! The end.